Over the next year, WNYC is examining New York City's affordability crisis by focusing on specific neighborhoods. We started this project in Mott Haven in the South Bronx, where the waterfront has been an industrial area for years. But recently, there's been the construction of market-rate housing, restaurants, galleries, even breweries. WNYC Sophia Poliza Carr spoke with two residents who have very different reactions to how the neighborhood is changing.
How are you? My daughter's having a sale for preparation of school there, Dollar.
Robert Maceda and his daughter Courtney live in the Mitchell Houses, a public housing block in Mott Haven.
How was the doctor's visit? Everything good?
It's just 3 minutes from the waterfront, where there's a new upscale coffee shop where you can buy a cortado for $3.50. Today, Robert's out selling granola bars and fruit snacks for a few dollars to make ends meet, while he and his wife are out of work. He likes to bring one of his five daughters along with him to help make the pitch.
I do learn a lot from selling candy because when I sell candy, it helps me get stronger because it's really heavy. And that when I grow older, I have a better experience if I had a job.
The developing waterfront presents a business opportunity to the father-daughter team. On Bruckner Boulevard, Robert and Courtney pop into restaurants and approach people leaving their offices. And everyone buys. As for seeing other changes in the neighborhood.
It's okay. It's okay. It's getting better, I think, from when we first moved here.
The public houses where they live may be a short walk to the new high-priced developments along the waterfront. But between them lies the Major Deacon Expressway, and it might as well be another world. Although they live right across the street from the 40th Police Precinct, Robert and his family still worry about safety in the area.
I witnessed in the middle of the daytime, in front of my building, across the street from the cops, two groups of gang members shooting 3 o'clock in the afternoon with kids coming out of school.
But there's one thing that gives Robert hope for the neighborhood, the construction of a new Comfort Inn a block away. That to him means that change is coming, and he sees that as a good thing.
Well, when I see change like that, for me it gets exciting, you know. The neighborhood needs change, right? It means new people are going to move in. It also means new job opportunities. And sometimes it means some people got to move out.
Here, where we're walking right now, is
someone who is very concerned about people being pushed out is Eileen Walsh. She's an artist who moved to the Mott Haven waterfront about a year ago, and change was not on her agenda. She chose the mostly industrial area because she could afford to open a gallery there. And since her neighbors include a medical waste transfer station and a junkyard, she hoped she wouldn't be displaced for a while.
It definitely changed quicker than I thought, but that was my plan coming here because it's a little smelly. I figured who wants to move here.
But even this neighborhood is already barely affordable for her. She rents a narrow 3-floor house. She puts the top floor on Airbnb, and she rents the basement to another artist. She also nannies during the week. And around Christmas, she makes wigs for Radio City.
It's like a hustle. If anyone from New York knows what it is. I do 10 or 15 things to pay this rent, but it gets paid.
Once she moved in, she started to realize maybe she wasn't good for the neighborhood. So she delayed opening her gallery for the last year.
Coming from Connecticut, I did not understand the force of what gentrification is like here in the city. And so I think that slowed me down in opening the gallery because I really had to come to terms with the fact that my business might be something that's, you know, displacing people, which is the opposite of what I've ever wanted to do with it.
She does plan to stay, but it's been a personal struggle for Eileen. One that she's trying to solve in a very New York way.
You talked to your therapist about gentrification?
Absolutely. 100% I did. Yes, my therapist knows a lot about gentrification now.
It's not something easy to solve in just one visit, but maybe the first step is acknowledging we have a problem. For WNYC, I'm Sophia Palisacar.
As we report on changing communities, WNYC wants to hear from you. Do you live or work in the South Bronx? Join the conversation and use the hashtag MottHavenSpeaks.